This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
So we are, and so shall it be. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of September 4th to the 8th. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is off this week, and so in his stead, we have the executive editor and the vice president of Talkers, Kevin Casey, with us to go through the story list and the people list and our usual discussion. Well, Art, Michael and I have a... You and I have been friends for a long time. Michael and I have this sort of strange... cogent relationship, and so sometimes we get a little off the beaten path. I know you listen to us each week, and we do get a little, so I'll try to be a good boy today, Kevin, and not lead you astray too much.
Anyway. I'll try not to follow you.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we're off to a good start. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, the story list, we shall begin at number 10. Please do the honors.
Certainly, for the week of September 4th to the 10th, top news talk stories. Number 10, record heat and hurricane threats. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8 this week, the January 6th sentences. Number 7, congressional map rulings. At number 6, the migrant crisis. At number 7, Joe Biden impeachment inquiry. At number 4, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 3, the presidential race, including the 14th Amendment argument. And number 2, Joe Biden's low job ratings. And number 1 this week, Donald Trump's legal battles.
Wow, this is a shocker.
Yeah. You know, people talked about this. I was going to say, you want to do the people now?
Yeah, I might do the people, and then we'll go through some
real quickly.
Stuff.
Number people talked about this week. Most talked about peeps. Starting at number 10, Mitch McConnell. Number 9, Enrique Tarrio. Number 8, Kevin McCarthy. Number 7, Ron DeSantis. Number 6, a tie, Mike Pence and Nikki Haley. Number 5, Hunter Biden. Number 4, Fannie Willis. Number 3, Jack Smith. Number 2, Joe Biden. And, of course, number 1, Donald J. Trump.
All right. So this whole business of putting the list together, as the vice president and executive editor of Talkers, would you like to give us a little insight into how you and Michael and the other members of the staff put this list together every week? It's a secret.
Not really.
You have to kill me after you tell me what the process is?
No, Talkers has its method of determining what the most talked about stories and people are during the given broadcast week and news talk media, which for people should know includes not just news talk radio, but news talk television and digital media as well, too. But we have our method for doing it, and those are the stories, those are the people.
That's it. Don't ask
that
any questions.
It.
Right, exactly. So
You don't call Pew and ask them how they do their surveys, do you?
I don't call them, but I sometimes have wondered how they do
you,
the surveys.
I bet you do.
Being the curious sort that I am, in fact. Yes, right. All right, so one of the stories this week, I'm going to dig around here a little bit because you're an experienced broadcaster as well as being the editor of Talkers. So you have, as you're listening, I give people a little insight. I know that you spend time talking to program people, listening to the hosts, the radio stations that do this, that provide the service that's known as News Talk Radio. So when you come across something like this, this migrant child who died on the Texas bus trip, and people saying this was a young girl from Venezuela, and authorities have down there the whole business, what would you do if you were the governor of, let's say, Texas, and all these people are coming, you know, let's distribute the wealth, more or less. So this family from Venezuela that had been on the border for quite a long time, this girl actually was sick when she got on the bus, and she died on the bus. And so, you know, the people from Texas that, you know, kind of in the hot seat for what they did and why they're doing it, She was 3 years old, and the bus was on its way to Chicago. You know, they fill up buses, send them to Chicago, send them to Boston, send them to New York, send them to Washington, send them to Baltimore, wherever. And so the authorities at first said that there was nobody sick that got on the bus. And then after some medical screenings, they found out that, in fact, this girl had been sick, and apparently what she had spread all through the bus. Because when they put them on the bus, they don't stop, you know, at a motel. They're on the bus until they get where they're going. And from Dallas up to Chicago, it's about almost a two-day ride. So, anyway, when you look at that sort of thing, I guess as a talk radio person, it isn't just about the facts. Okay, so that happened, and that was the story. But then the wonder of having a good talk radio personality and a good focus on the issue is how many different streets you can go down. And this was the number one street to go down with this issue this week. And but you look around and you see some of the local hosts who are taking it from their point of view. As a matter of fact, I have a situation here in Framingham. I don't know if you know about it because you live in Massachusetts as well. The governor took a bunch of these migrants from Haiti. And there, I think there are 400 of them. You know what I'm talking about? Do you know the story?
Or maybe not familiar with it specifically, all right. But that's all right.
So here's the story. The governor of Massachusetts decided when a bunch of 400 and some odd Haitians just showed up from Florida, and most of them were coming up from Florida. Some of them had ankle bracelets on. Some of them were sick. Some of them, you know, they're just, there's a potpourri, and they bring them in. And they say, okay, send that busload to Framingham, send that busload to Worcester, send that busload to Lowell, send that busload down to Taunton. And so the buses are arriving at the hotel, and they put these people into the hotel. The state pays for the hotel, and they're on their own to find food, shelter, the clothing, they have shelter. So here in my town, they've amassed all of these, you know, various organizations, churches and stuff to try to take care of these people. There are 40-some-odd people in Framingham. They don't speak any English. They're emaciated. They've got lice. I mean, you can't imagine the problems that they have. And here they are just plopped into our community. And everybody in town says, what the hell are we doing? Why are we doing this to these people? And the mayor says, hey, I didn't get them. I didn't invite them here. But as long as they're here, we've got to treat them humanely. But, you know, there are these kinds of stories that are going on all over the country. And so, excuse me, as I look at this and think, okay, we've been talking about this for a long time. I know that's one of the challenges that you have. You know, when do you get off the wheel? But there are these new stories all the time that are happening, and people ought to know about it. I think, you know, the old days of Jerry Williams, when he'd get onto a toot like this, and then the audience would get, okay, what are we going to do? It's, mm-hmm. You know, often he would be a rallying point as to whether to, you know, help in situations like this. And that's, again, another thing. How much influence talk radio personalities have in things like this? What do you, you know, run, when you run through all of the experiences that you have to cull during the week to put the list together, you know, how do you put the pieces together of the various stories?
Well, everything you've just said is sort of pointed out a lot of the issues with dealing with migrants, and obviously, you know, as everyone's probably aware, you know, migrants are generally not, you know, extremely wealthy and healthy, well traveled, speak several multiple languages, and just kind of move into your society and blend right in. That's the issue of migrants is these are people who don't have the means to get themselves somewhere the way maybe you or I do to get out of a situation that is life or death for them, as it is for many people in these countries. So in the countries that they're leaving from, so these issues are huge, and it's a difficult situation, obviously, for any municipality or state to deal with. By definition, it's difficult. If it were easy, it wouldn't be a story, and that's what talk show hosts do. They talk about the issues that affect their communities, and that's why this is on the chart, because people are talking about it. We have a migrant situation right now where there are a lot of, as people are aware, a lot of very dangerous countries in Central America that people are just dying to get out of, you know.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of dangerous people from these dangerous countries that are coming up here and causing trouble. That's part of this, not the whole thing. It isn't that everybody who comes here is a criminal, but there are a lot of criminals, drug dealers, all kinds of stuff. And the real issue here is, I don't mean to get on a soapbox, but as we're doing the kind of doing a talk radio program, the people who are in charge now aren't really in charge. They aren't doing anything. So this stuff, they talk about the porous. Can you imagine any country in Europe, although the English have been flooded by refugees that have come up from the Middle East, to be sure, there have been porous borders, but not like this. This is like a train.
I disagree with that. I think that you're not correct about migrant issues that have affected other parts of the world. It's been going on since the beginning of time, Doug. You know, wars, famines, all sorts of things have been breeding migration since the beginning of time. It's why we don't all still live in Africa. So this is an age-old human issue, and frankly, it's not going to end at any given point in time. There's always going to be migration. It's always going to be for reasons people just don't up and leave where their native country just because they feel, you know, let's go to America. I hear it's pretty cool there. That's not the way things work, as I'm sure you're aware, and it certainly isn't the way things. People are dying leaving North Africa, trying to get to Europe, to get to Italy, to get to Greece, places like that. They're dying in the Mediterranean Sea. So this is not a unique problem to America. We just feel it because it's here where we live.
Well, and maybe that's the postscript to the conversation. Maybe the approach that I have to it is based on my own, on what we recognize to be the local reality. And the story I just told you, obviously you could tell by listening to me, I was cranked up about it. But yeah, that it is. It's not true to say that it isn't a situational problem elsewhere. And I was making reference to the Middle East, but there are a lot of that are people moving. Their problem in England is as bad as it is here in some respects. And they don't know, you know, any more than we know what to do with them. London is overcrowded. Londoners and Brits in general are really ticked off. That was one of the reasons that they get out of the European Union. And that didn't really get them very far. It got them into a hole, kind of. Different story for a different day. Kevin Casey, Vice President of Talkers, Executive Editor at Talkers, is here. Michael Harrison is off. We're going through the stories list and the people list, and we'll continue with that in a matter of moments here on The Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
About this event. Hey, Mitch, was that a contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
That is what you're listening to every week at this time. I'm usually here with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, and the Talk Radio Countdown. Kevin Casey is here because Michael's not available this week. He is the vice president of Talkers and the executive editor, so very much responsible, as is Michael, for what you read, what you find online at Talkers.com. These charts are published every week at Talkers.com, and also we publish them at GoodDayShow.com as well. So the story list and the things that are a part of what's going on, it sort of is a magazine, in a manner of speaking. Some of the, you know, the way that I approach it anyway is to try to bring as much information to the surface in, you know, in the front of the magazine are the big stories. In the back of the magazine, there are some other stories. But do you ever get to the back of the magazine? You pretty much stay at the front. And you want to know, for example, this week, number 9, the Russian-Ukrainian war. There are now people from all over the world, I think at latest count, Kevin, 3 continents fighting for the control of whatever it was that, can I pronounce his name right? Prigozhin? Is that
not yet? Wagner Group, former leader of the Wagner Group.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So now, because Putin had him killed, he thought that would be the end
allegedly,
of him.
Allegedly.
Oh, my God, yes. Who would have thought? yes, right, allegedly. Well, they didn't have to put him on trial, so I figure I'm not much on allegedly. When it's pretty obvious.
Trials are expensive. Bombs are cheap.
Yeah. Now, that's very true. Anyway, so the Ukrainian troops are using ammunition that has been banned by, what do they have, the international, what's that, the international, some...
Depleted uranium, yeah.
Yeah, and other stuff that is not legit, supposedly. But who is it that decided that these are things you can use in war and these are things you can't use in war? I mean, war is war, right? Who pays attention? What are they going to do to these guys because they're using that stuff? Take them out back and shoot them?
Well, there are international rules of war.
Yeah.
And you know, so I think that's what people are referring to.
It is. The human rights concerns and stuff that they have. But the Russians don't give a damn about that. What, you think they're going to... Well, let's look in Rule Book 14 to see on page 85 if we can use this. But these people... The guy that got killed.
I think that the fear is that if people violate the quote unquote rules of war, then they are sanctioned, and the more the violation is you know,
so is seen as a. If that's the case, why isn't Putin on trial in The Hague for war crimes? Why isn't
you're asking me.
Yes, because you're in charge. You're the vice president at Talkers. Come on.
I don't think you understand my pay grade.
Oh, I see. It's a follow your pay grade.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, obviously, countries have played fast and loose with the rules of war since they've been established, you know, the last 150 years or so when modern warfare kind of developed, you know. So, you know, it's always a risk that a country takes. And Putin certainly is seen by many as a potential war criminal. So, I mean, it's impossible. Is it possible in the future that he ends up being actually tried in The Hague? It's possible. I don't, you know, I wouldn't bet the farm on it, but, you know, it's possible.
You don't have a farm, but I do, so I could bet the farm on it. And
I have garden boxes, Doug, okay?
Oh,
I'll bet the garden boxes.
Please do. The program brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel, who are offering you two free nights in Las Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG. That's all you have to do to get two free nights in Las Vegas, no matter what time of day or night it is. Operators are standing by at the other end of 800-419-3684. So the truth of the matter is, for a good time, call Doug, 800-419-DOUG.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LI.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Lee has strengthened into a major Category 5 storm. Lee's maximum sustained wind speeds has reached 160 miles per hour as it builds over the Atlantic east of the Caribbean this morning. Lee was a Category 1 storm earlier in the day yesterday. The hurricane was located roughly 700 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Models are predicting the storm will likely reach its peak intensity by this weekend and is still expected to be a dangerous hurricane over the southwestern Atlantic early next week, though it's too soon to know whether this system will directly impact the U.S. mainland. Danny Masterson, an actor on That 70s Show, has been told his fate after being found guilty in his rape retrial. Masterson was convicted on two rape counts to 30 years behind bars. A hung jury was issued to a third accuser. Lance Pry, USA News.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life.
right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back into the second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Kevin Casey, the Vice President and Executive Editor of Talkers Magazine. Michael is off this week, so we are in a less than simplistic fashion going through the stories, people getting some insight from Kevin and his perch, what he hears, what he listens to, what he's coming up with. Number three this week, the focus on the presidential race and who's going to run. Vice President of the United States, Ms. Kamala Harris. I have to tell you my story with her, Kevin.
No, you haven't.
All right, so when I was on KABC in Los Angeles, first started like in 1993, she was just coming into prominence. And the first interview she ever did was on my program. And she had set her sights on a local district attorney's office, I think. I'm trying to remember what she was running for. But she came into the studio and sat down. I mean, that studio. Were you ever in the old KABC studios in La Cienega? What fabulous. Oh, my God, what a fabulous. It was. I pinched myself. I would have worked there for nothing. It was like being in a real, like real radio. Not that I hadn't worked in a lot of great places before, but it was just that feeling. So anyway, she comes in, and she sort of, she has an entourage with her, and she presents herself. And so, as is often the case when you're interviewing a politician, you talk about some of the local issues. She wanted to talk about nothing but herself. It was all about me, 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 I. This is what I am going to do to help the people of Los Angeles. No, this is what I want. And from that point to this, I never forgot how self-serving she was and how it was as she became more prominent, as I stayed on, you know, in Los Angeles and watched what was going on. It really was troubling to see how many people were drinking the Kool-Aid with her. It just amazed me. And the approach was, here's this woman of color who wants to have more of a say or a play in what's going on, and so we pay attention to her. She is vapid. She has nothing to say. She doesn't have any new ideas. She was just there. And the thing that bothered me more than anything else about her was the way that she took off. She was the harshest critic of Joe Biden, made fun of his age, made fun of him just across the board. And the fact that the Democratic National Committee decided that she ought to be with him, it was outrageous. Anyway, so...
I mean, look, how many times have politicians criticizing each other, and then when they find out they can be on the ticket with them, that then they're nicer? That happens all the time. I mean, Republicans do that, too. I mean, that's just kind of...
Yeah, they do.
Because initially, you're going against each other in cases where you're not an incumbent, and then you find out, okay, well, this guy, you know, Gargal won the, is the nominee, and now they're going to pick a Veep. Well, that person generally oftentimes comes from that same pool, and, you know, that's just kind of the, I'm not surprised by that at all. I mean, these people will, I mean, politicians are very
good. Politicians.
Turning the corner and saying, okay, well, that was then, this is now, here's what we say, you know.
So she's on the road for a month-long college tour, traveling to a dozen campuses across 8 different states in the United States.
Oh, is she going to college soon? Is she going to
for
colleges?
Right.
Oh.
She's going to tell you how much more value Democrats hold than Republicans. And if you're a young voter, why would you ever consider being a Republican? The key issues like abortion access, the Democrats are for you and the Republicans aren't. You know, it'll be... Joe Biden... he loses to only one other person in terms of job rating, and that's her. So one wonders how she will be as seen. It's obvious they're trying to mobilize young voters. I think the last time this happened was when Obama was running, right? Do you remember that? Obama was pretty good at rallying the cry.
Well, he got elected twice. Maybe. I guess he was.
Yeah. Well, have you heard the latest about him? There's a rolling... rumor about Obama.
Are you going to the Tucker Carlson interview? Is that really where you're going?
I'm not going to go there. There's a rumor that came out of...
No, but what there is, Doug, is there's a crazy guy with a serious criminal record who, for some reason, Tucker Carlson decided had something to say about Barack Obama, and he did a... Even Elon Musk is telling him it was stupid.
Well, this is the way you bring up a wonderful point. Thank you for opening the door to this part of the conversation. The screwballs that are on the social media, like in this case, Carlson's gotten himself to X or Twitter or whatever it is, and he has credibility with people. Whether he ought to be considered credible or not is another story. There are a lot of people on both sides who are just gas bags, and they say whatever they want because it's entertaining. After all, what most people forget about these programs, even this program or any radio or television program, the number one reason for us to be here is to get ratings, sell advertising, and make money. So however you do that, there's nobody who's going to be the judge of the facts. I always love it when people say, the fact of the matter is, or somebody will say, Limbaugh always used to say, this is the home of the truth. Well, whose truth is it? There's a difference between the truth and facts. And that seems to be a line that's very blurred. at the moment by guys like Carlson. Just, you know, that's kind of the way. But other talk radio people do the same thing, right? Alex Jones? I'm going through a rogues gallery of characters, but does that mean that Dan Bongino is more believable? Or, you know, whatever else, and they, you know, you can look at any number of these people who do political shows. Maybe Dave Ramsey's more credible because he doesn't do a political radio program. Maybe, who knows, but I'm off on a toot here.
Well, I mean, look, people, talk radio is about offering opinions, you know, based on, you know, the news of the day. That's kind right. of really what it boils down to in a sentence. And, you know, that's what people do. I think presenting what are considered, here's the thing, I mean, just for people who might be, let's just talk about the Tucker Carlson interview. I don't remember the guy's name, the guy who claims that he had sex with Barack Obama.
Right.
Whatever, a long time ago in Illinois. You know, any news organization in the world, it doesn't even matter. I don't think that Fox News Channel or Newsmax or any or news organization that brands itself as a conservative news organization would have taken this guy seriously, or at the very least, if they would said they would have checked out his story or attempted to, mm-hmm. and said, "Nah, there's not really nothing credible here."
And we're talking about it. Here we are talking about it, and people say, "Huh? What's the story?" So Tucker Carlson has achieved what he wants to do, what he wants to achieve, and that's
really, I mean, the fact that you and I are talking about it because we're talking about what's going on in the news talk media is different yeah. than what Joe Sixpack is talking about as he goes off to his job in the morning, you know.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. All right, next. The jury that convicted Peter Navarro, this is mm-hmm. related to number one, Trump and his various advisors and what kind of a problem they have because they were connected to him. So Navarro he was convicted, or I don't know if you use the term convicted, but he was guilty of contempt
of Congress. Yep.
Of Congress. So he defied a subpoena from the House. The January 6th committee was looking into what the nuances were, and so they thought that what he presented was weak. In terms of an argument.
Two things. He didn't present what he was asked to present.
No, he didn't. That's right.
He refused to present. And the argument he presented was that he had immunity based upon that was granted to him by the president. The judge said, no, you don't. And the jury found him guilty.
Right. So now,
he could have shown up and pleaded the fifth.
Yeah. That's all.
But he chose not to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so now hopefully he'll choose a nice bed and some good sheets in the joint.
Well, like he is going to appeal, you know,
as
Stephen K. Bannon is appealing. He was convicted. Stephen K. Bannon was convicted of the same thing. He is also appealing his conviction. Time will tell what happens there.
So one wonders where the money comes from for these guys, how expensive it is to go through all these appeals. Trump's using money from his campaign, which I think is highly questionable. But apparently it's almost run out anyway, so where's he going to go from there? Have to spend, can you imagine, the outrage of having to spend your own money to protect yourself or defend yourself? Oh, my.
Well, Navarro
anyway.
Said that he's poor, that this is tapping him. He's admitted that he's, you know, doesn't have the funds to defend himself.
Yeah. Well, it also shows you so the right-wingers say this is people trying to get at Trump, and they're using these guys to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump was leaving them out to dry, hanging them out to dry, because he doesn't, you know, he's not helping much one way or the other. So I don't know what the right argument is, but there's plenty
of... right argument about what?
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Then you go down.
Who should pay? I mean.
Yeah, right. Who should? Well, and how do they pay? Do they go to jail? Do they fine them? What do they do?
Well, I think that if you get involved in an endeavor, and that's what I'm going to call the attempt to overturn or to challenge, let's say, the results of the 2020 election. If you get into an endeavor to do that, and you are counting on someone else to pay your legal bills in case things go awry, then you are a fool.
Uh-huh.
That's just my opinion.
You heard it here first, folks.
I wouldn't do it because I would never assume that anyone else is going to pay my legal bills.
Right.
But,
well, you're not really somebody that gets into a lot of trouble anyway, are you?
Not that I'm aware of. Not, I'm not sure if I'm being investigated yet.
No. Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy, I'm really happy that I learned how to pronounce this guy's name, have been asked by, as you can imagine, other candidates about the prison sentences that were handed down for members of the Proud Boys this week for their roles in January 6th. I said on the, we have 2 hours of this program, the countdown, and then we have what we call the talk radio review with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and I going through the stories in the people list. And I said I thought it was okay that the leader of the Proud Boys got 22 years. Well, Jennifer went apoplectic and said, how dare you, blah, 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 it's excessive and wrong. How come people can murder three folks and get less time in jail than the Proud Boy founder got?
Well, I don't know of a case where someone's murdered three people and received less than 22 years. I'd like to see evidence of that.
Check,
but,
check the California. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, these are tough sentences, but you know, that is you know, that's seditious conspiracy, and that's taken very seriously. I don't know. I haven't obviously you know, talked with Jennifer about this, but you know, if this were, I always use this litmus test, Doug, when I look at these things from a perspective of, you know, right versus left or whatever. And as you are well aware, Talkers Magazine takes no stand. We're nonpartisan. We're neither Republican nor Democratic. Blah blah blah. You know, the issue is if the same exact thing were happening, and the person being accused were a Democrat, how would Jennifer Horn feel about that? If this were Antifa.
Differently, I'll tell you that.
If this were Antifa, who was getting 22 years for trying to prevent a Republican from being sworn into office, how would she feel? I just always ask myself that question when people make these arguments.
Not a bad question. Kevin Casey, Vice President and Executive Editor of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
There's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about besides weight loss? So is this something that is good for all ages?
We always recommend speaking to a doctor before you start a weight loss regimen for, you know, an underage kid. But I will say that I've known customers, you know, over the years who have taken this, and their kids have taken it, and, you know, and then their moms and dads have taken it. They got the whole family on it, you know. It's collagen protein, so it is natural. It's not going to affect you negatively at all. It doesn't interfere with any medications or anything like that.
There's a Labor Day sale.
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five. Buy 10, get 10. But it's like paying half price. The website has the big sale. It's at TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-800-325-4366.
And you go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Chuck singing again. From Star Wars, there they are. Chuck and Shatner going off into history. All right, so here we have the Star Trek theme. I hope that means we're going to have another Star Trek movie with Shatner as Captain Kirk. Is that in the offing here, Chucker?
I'm going to say that's not going to happen. But this day in TV history, September 8, 1966, the first episode of Star Trek.
Oh, come on. Crank up. Hold on a second, Shucker. Crank up the ending here, James. There you go.
Jeez. What an introduction. So anyway, did you hear what I said, or I got to repeat myself?
I wasn't listening. I was listening to the music. Say it again.
Won't be the first time. Won't be the last. September 8, 1966, Star Trek premieres on NBC. Leonard Nimoy, William Shatner, airs for three seasons, a total of 80 episodes, 79 episodes plus the pilot. It goes on to have a cult status. 1979, Robert Wise, the director of West Side Story, helms Star Trek the Movie, which was sort of
great.
A flat, good-looking movie.
Good. It was a fun movie.
But here's the thing. Nicholas Meyer wound up doing Star Trek the Wrath of Khan. That's revived the franchise in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
The fan base loved that movie with Ricardo Montalban back as Khan. It was a terrific movie. Still holds up beautifully.
All I can remember was Scotty, all the bugs that came out of Scotty's ear.
Yeah, pretty nasty stuff, actually.
It was pretty nasty, yeah.
So there were six Star Trek movies with the original cast, four with Generations, and then I think they did three reboot movies with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto, which I liked. I thought
they're good movies.
They talked about, now in the last few years, it's not going to happen, but Quentin Tarantino said he actually was in negotiations with Paramount to do an R-rated Star Trek film. That would be really interesting, but I think the studio...
But it's R-rated. What is he going to do? Have sex with one of the... The Aliens? What is that?
Yeah.
An R-rated movie. Come on.
Can I ask you a question? Because this popped in my head. Okay. Now, this is sports-related, but it's entertainment because it all intertwines. So yesterday on ESPN, Pat McAfee, who signed a huge deal with ESPN, goes on for the first time. And ESPN, now, if you ever watch Pat McAfee's show on YouTube, he wears a tank top and his staff, they use profanity when they broadcast. So ESPN had a disclaimer stating that possibility of profanity, that it's on delay and it beeping out. If he said he won't use profanity, but if he does, they'll beep it out. Now, I think I understand his popularity. I think he's very good. Having said that, there's part of my mind that it bothers me that the guy they signed a huge contract is the guy they have to run a disclaimer on ESPN. You have thoughts on that?
No.
Not at all? Okay. All right. I don't know. It tells me, I'm speaking for myself.
I know you are. That's why I let you go.
I'm no saint, okay? But I think in front of the camera, there should be some discourse. And I don't know. I think that stuff, it's unnecessary. It bothers me.
Of course it's unnecessary.
Why do you have to use profanity on the radio?
It doesn't.
I don't get it.
Don't need it.
I got one other thing here.
Okay.
This day in movie history, September 8, 1960, Psycho premieres nationwide. Alfred Hitchcock directed, Anthony Perkins, Janet Leigh. What made this movie so intriguing and popular in its time is Hitchcock did something other directors didn't do, is he takes a main character, who you think is the main character, Janet Leigh, and he kills her off in the first act, which stunned audiences. And if you've never seen the movie before, when you watch that, it is a little, it's very jarring, and that was very
effective. Good at that. Yeah, he was good at that.
Very good.
Liam, Liam Neeson says that he and Ewan McGregor were scolded. Did you see this interview by George Lucas when they were horsing around making lightsaber noises between takes?
Yeah, I saw that.
That is pretty funny. Yeah, like,
I got another question for you.
Yes, Chuck.
This Jimmy Fallon story in Rolling Stone.
He's drunk.
Do you have an opinion on it?
I do have an opinion on that.
Yeah.
I have an opinion on all these.
Will it hurt him going forward or no?
Won't do him any good in the HR department, but whether he's smart enough
to college. Killed Ellen, though. I mean, I don't root against people. I do not root against people.
Didn't help.
Help Ellen. It really killed a career.
Yep, he killed the program, that's for sure.
Toxic.
I think that all those late night guys are so full of themselves. They're not Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
Narcissism lives, correct?
Yep. All right, what are we doing? What's the new movie out this weekend?
Believe it or not, None 2 is supposed to do a $30 million opening weekend. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, which it feels like a dump. The original $5 million budget, almost $400 million box office. This is not going to do that.
No. All right, well, we'll see you on Monday. Get box office totals from you then. 59 past the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.